Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Is Ghost Shadow here on Max and Kevy. I'm Rocker here with you till midnight. Anvil was the band that wrote For Whom the Bell Tolls that Metallica ended up covering, and actually a couple bands have covered it from now. And guess what? They're coming around. They're going to be coming to the Crucible on 729, July 29th, right here in Madison with White Wizard, Midnight Hellion, Air Cobra, and Bon Scorpion. Good old Madison band in the mix there. And right now with me tonight, I have in the studio with me Randy Kastner. And Randy is the owner of RK Metal Promotions out of Watertown. And they put together these metal shows at the Crucible. You might see them at the Annex. You might see a couple shows in Milwaukee. Randy, welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. How are you doing?
Good evening and thank you.
Now, Anvil, that's a band. They haven't been around. I think maybe their last tour was when they were doing their movie, the documentary.
They haven't played Madison in a long time, but I've had them in Milwaukee three times in the last decade.
Oh, yeah? How did you start working with Anvil? Tell us about that.
Just got an email out of the blue one day asking me if I was interested in booking Anvil. Okay, sure.
It's just that easy, huh? You just get an email and boom.
I don't know. Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it's difficult.
Nice. What would you say was a good story? Do you have a good story working with Anvil?
I don't know. They're pretty easy guys to work with. Very funny, nice guys. They come in, take care of their business, and get out.
Nice. The Anvil is playing at the Crucible 729, July 29th, here in Madison. White Wizard, Midnight Hellion, Air Cobra, and Bond Scorpion. You've been putting together shows since 2008.
Yes, sir.
Tell us how, you know, you got into this business. Tell us about, like, why you're in this business, and tell us about RK Metal Promotions in general.
Well, I've listened to heavy music since the early 80s and even the late 70s when you start hearing things like the Knack and Devo and things like that. And my father was big into music, so naturally it's a progression. You find things you like and you run with it. And the last 35 to 40 years, obviously music has changed a lot. And you just follow where your heart goes.
But you're not talking like you know, Motley Crue and Poison here. You're into a little bit more of the heavy bands. What did you grow up with in the 80s?
Well, we started out with Twisted Sister, Kiss, Quiet Riot, Motley Crue, Rush, Deep Purple, and then just progressed to Metallica, Venom, Slayer, Motorhead. Then, you know, the rest is history. 30 years of other music.
And now you're starting to book some bands, and you defined a new sort of metal to me I hadn't heard before, which is a new age heavy metal. Tell us about
there's that. A new wave of traditional heavy metal set in the vein of the 80s metal bands. There's bands nowadays like Screamer, Traveler, Greyhawk, Night Demon. A lot of newer bands that play metal in the vein of the 80s.
Now, you were telling me you're bringing in these bands that they're coming through on some tours, maybe with a couple touring bands, but you're also throwing some local bands on these shows as well. For instance, Bond Scorpion. And you were telling me, you know, you just saw that these guys had a CD and you picked it up. You know, if bands are like, you know, hey, you know, how do I get some music to you? Do you have a way you're taking in? You're looking at bands? Because you said you might be looking for some bands for some of these shows as openers.
Yeah, they can hit my page up at RK Metal Promotions on Facebook, and you can email me from there. You know, I listen to all kinds of heavy metal, punk rock, you know, just all across the gambit. But we mostly have a lot of death metal shows at the Crucible, but things change. You know, sometimes you might get a power metal band coming through. You might get a band like I Hate God or something, you know. Might kind of have witchy type bands. Just all depends on what's coming through here.
Now, how do you go about finding new music for yourself, these bands? Where do you find them?
Well, friends, YouTube, random Facebook posts. Just every day you find something different and new.
Nice. Tell everybody again where they can find RK Promotions online and more info about your shows.
www.rkmetalpromotions.com. It's a little difficult to update my website from time to time because my host person is in Greece now. Mm-hmm. But you can also look on Facebook, RK Metal Promotions. I tend to post like music videos and shows and sometimes other people's stuff to help them promote what they do.
Now, you do some stuff in Milwaukee. Did you used to do some festivals, you were telling me?
Well, I've done festivals in Milwaukee since 2010, and I did one earlier this year called Blades of Steel, and that went pretty well considering the two-plus-year layoff because of COVID. But what I'm doing in October, I'm going to do a mini festival in Milwaukee with Attacker and some bands from Sweden and maybe Hellstar from Texas. And then I'm going to transition the fest to 2023 in the fall because it's always been in April. I think it's better for me to move to fall because of all the stuff going on outside of this area. There's a lot of music festivals, and mm-hmm. I think October gives me a better chance to succeed. And with the help of the Crucible, we found a home for Madison shows for me there. It's a bigger venue, and I'm able to take a step up and get some bigger bands like Demolition Hammer, Exciter, Autopsy. I haven't really decided on the lineup yet because it takes a long time to get these bands to come in for a one-off. And then you'll find smaller bands, and then I'll have an assortment of Madison locals on the bill to open up the show.
You have a show coming up on the 23rd of July with Left to Die and Skeletal Remains and a couple other bands. One from Milwaukee, Mortarskald. Tell us about that show.
Yeah, Mortarskald, they started, I want to say, around 88, 89, 90. They were around for about 10, 12 years. Then they went on hiatus and came back about 12 years ago, and they've been playing a lot of festivals around the world, including England, the Netherlands, Germany. And they still play local shows, you know, and tour in the U.S. Left to Die is basically a tribute band to Death, the legendary Death band with Chuck Schuldiner. He passed away like 20-some years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And it's two members of the original Leprosy lineup, Terry Butler, who's an obituary, and Rick Roz. The vocalist will be Matt Harvey from Exhumed and Gruesome, and playing drums is Gus Rios.
Wow, that sounds like an incredible show.
So if you like the band Death, early Death especially, come on out to the Crucible. It's a great place. Nice people.
Do you have any other shows coming up?
Yeah, just nothing concrete yet.
Still stuff being worked on?
Yeah, these things don't always happen overnight. Sometimes it's real easy and quick, 1-2 days. Sometimes it takes forever. The booking agents, you know, they have tour routing, and there's a lot of pieces that go into making a tour for these bands.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you're doing this, and these shows sound great. These two coming up, RK Metal Promotion shows at the Crucible, July 23rd, Left to Die, Skeletal Remains, Immortal Bird, a couple other bands, including Mortis Gold from Milwaukee, and then July 29th with Anvil, White Wizard, Midnight Hellion, Air Cobra, and Bon Scorpion.
Yeah, and you can get tickets on the Crucible website or in person. I know they have a handful of paper tickets.
Excellent. Let's listen to some Bon Scorpion right now. This is Europa Rising. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Maxine, Kevy, Randy. Thanks for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for your time and the offer to come out.
Radio, radio for the people. Monday. Meanwhile, burn that love thing. Xenophile. We'll be right back.
Carbellion, that was Looking for Ghost. I'm Rocker, here till midnight. We'll be back with Last Crack.